Welcome to the Organic MD Podcast.
Hi, this is Dr. Damon Miller. I'm your Organic MD.
And this is Carlisle Coash. Welcome again to another episode. And just, we, as always, thank you for listening and checking out our site.
Thank you. You know, today we were going to talk a little more about this seemingly never-ending topic of food sensitivities.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Good, because I feel like some days I am sensitive to everything I eat.
Well, that, you know, it's a tough subject because, you know, I know for myself there are certain foods, things like wheat and cheese and cow dairy, that I just definitely feel better when I don't eat those. I do, in fact, a lot better if I don't eat those. But if I do eat them, it doesn't end my day. And, you know, the reason I say this is that the trick to determining the foods that you're sensitive to is to play around with what you eat and see how it makes you feel. So, you know, one of the most common things I hear from people is that, oh yeah, if I eat bread and cheese and stuff like that at dinner, at the end of the meal, I just want to go to sleep. Where's the couch? I just want to go lay down. And, you know, it's not that my stomach's upset, or it's not that it's going to make you hurt or anything like that. It's just, it robs you of energy, you get inflamed, your brain gets inflamed, because these are really, these food sensitivities, they are immune responses. They do cause inflammation. And there's a doctor that I know, his name is Aristo Vojdani, V-O-J-D-A-N-I. He was down at Southern California and at UCLA, and he's got a big lab down there, and he does a lot of testing for different kinds of infectious things and sensitivities and allergic reactions. And he's got, I'm going to see if we can get one of his diagrams. He's got some nice diagrams that explain food sensitivities and the types of allergic reactions that foods can produce. And the reason this is such a critical subject, you know, we've been writing a lot recently about autoimmunity and autoimmune disorders. And one of the things, you know, the simple story of autoimmunity is that your immune system gets so stimulated that it boils over and you start making antibodies and attacking your own tissues. And for a lot of people, foods are one of the things that really are part of that overstimulation of your immune system. But foods, you know, what you eat, that old saw, that old saying, you are what you eat. You know, did your grandmother actually used to say that?
I have no idea.
Okay.
My mother may have, though.
Yeah. I remember hearing it all through my life, though. Hmm. You know, that thing, oh, you are what you eat. And I think my Grandma Florence may have actually used to say that.
It's true. If you're going to eat burgers and deep fried stuff all the time, it is, you know, you're going to have issues.
Yeah, you're going to be, it's going to be a problem. And, you know, that was true back then. Foods have gotten so much more complex and sometimes more toxic. And so it's even more of an issue now. And, you know, there's all kinds of testing that people try to do to say, oh, I did this test and it says I'm okay with these foods and things. The gold standard, the laboratory that is the gold standard for testing as to whether you're reactive to a food, is your own body. Hmm. You know, you've got to, if you think you might have a problem with wheat, the only way to really tell that for certain is just to give it up for a while and see how you do. And if you're not convinced that you're doing better without wheat, add it back in, see how you do. Because I've had just too many people who have done hundreds, even thousands of dollars worth of testing for food sensitivities, and it all comes out negative. It says they're okay with everything. And yet when they don't eat certain foods, they are so much healthier. They feel much better. And, you know, that's really the bottom line message of this podcast is you just have to try these things. Hmm. You cannot rely on science. And believe me, that is something that is so frustrating to doctors. You know, the model for medicine is you want to be able to do things scientifically. You know, you don't want to tell someone to change the way they've been eating their entire life on a whim. You want to say, here, we did a study and see, look at this. And although sometimes you do get positive reactions. You know, I've got a woman who I finally convinced her to spend $400 on a test because she wouldn't not eat something, even though I knew it was causing her problems. And sure enough, the test came back just, you know, she had 5-star problems with wheat.
Hmm.
And she's still eating wheat every now and then and wondering why she doesn't feel any better.
So for once, that test does work.
The test does work sometimes. When the test works, then, you know, you're just being crazy to eat foods that you've tested positive to. And the other thing I just want to say about food sensitivities is that it's the best way I know of to lose weight mm-hmm. is to just quit eating foods that your body is sensitive to.
Well, I think about my dad. This was years ago. He was overweight. I would say maybe 280. I mean, he was
big,
heavy.
Yeah.
His nickname for himself was King Farouk. So,
okay.
You know, he was sort of like, he felt like he was massive. And he started having gallbladder issues. And I may have shared this before, but he went to the doctor and they were like, well, you know, it's all good. We can pull out your gallbladder and then you can just go back to eating the, you know, French sausages and the, you know, very rich foods, because he loved these kind of delicacy things.
Yes.
But, you know, it was all that 200 extra 100 pounds was all the sausages and the extra little cheeses and that kind of stuff. And they said, you know, you can just keep eating that and it's all good and you don't have to stop. And he was like, well, I don't really want a surgery. What's my other option? Well, you could stop eating those things and, you know, take lecithin and do some other things around low fat diet and stuff. And he said, well, I'd much rather do that than you just pull out my gallbladder. He did. And, you know, in a very short period of time, he lost a lot of weight. And that was simply just by cutting out the fats, being more mindful of what he was eating. And, you know, okay, a little less sausage.
And losing some of the cheese, too.
Cheese
is notorious for causing
exercised a little bit more. And, you know, but we had a Jenny Craig, you know, demonstration in our living room where he was showing us the pants that didn't fit anymore.
Wow.
That, you know, he was like a new person in these huge, you know, gigantic pants.
Yeah, well, so we're going to be doing, come the new year, come 2015, we're going to be doing a virtual version of the Healthy Eating Workshop. And in that, you know, a lot of the emphasis is on through trial and error, through practical experiments with your own diet, figuring out what are the foods you're sensitive to.
Mm.
And so we'll be talking more about that as we get closer. But that's definitely something you want to be looking at doing. Either do it with us as part of the virtual course or just do it. But, you know, changing your diet and eliminating foods that you're sensitized to can just be one of the best things you can do for the health of your skin, your bones, your heart, and, you know, living a few extra years, you know, and slowing down aging. It's just remarkable what a change in diet can do for a person.
And, I think the point, too, is that before going and spending a lot of money on a test or what have you, you have this simple approach first. It might take a little bit of discipline because you're going to have to cut out some foods that, you know, you really like. But there is that point where, okay, I can, now that I've removed those things out of my diet, I can start adding them in slowly
mm-hmm.
and see, oh, okay, well, that food I'm actually isn't a problem, but maybe it's this one that is.
Yeah, and you're not eliminating them forever. This is an experiment. You eliminate them 100% for a while and see how you do. And believe me, when you have an allergy or a sensitivity to a food, it is not subtle.
No.
You will notice a difference. It will be apparent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, so again, you know, it's just another thing. If you want to figure out the foods that you're sensitized to, you just have to play around and try it. Just try it.
Yeah.
So this is your Organic MD to your health.
And this is Carlisle. Thanks again for spending a little time with us. We'll keep putting stuff up. If you have ideas or thoughts for a particular subject you want us to cover, please let us know. We love to cover all these good topics.
Yeah, we're here for you.
So,
thank you.
So great. Have a good one.